We continue our learning in Le'ilinish. Vastavi bebenachem b'nushem nechem Yaakov b'mnichos Eliyo. We are in Shkolim Paragimel, Mishnah Dalet. Torah Mes Harishona. So the first truma at Pros HaPesach, which remember was 15 days before Pesach, so they took the funds out, whatever they needed for the karbonos at that time, u'mechape b'katavlos. They would cover the shkolim that remained in the lishka. They didn't use all the shkolim. All the shkolim that remained in the lishka, they covered them with leather covers. For what purpose? So that the next time around, and when they take the new truma at Pros Atzeres before Shavuos, that second time around, they would make sure not to use from the old funds, but rather from the new funds that would be brought in after that. Umich then, Shnia, then after you took the truma, the funds for at Pros HaPesach from those shkolim that were on top of the leather covers, you did the same thing. Now you put another leather cover on whatever funds, whatever monies are left in between those two. Now I have two covers. I have one that covered the original coins and now one that covered the second, the Pros HaTzeres coins. Once again, to make sure that we would be able to use the shkolim, the newer shkolim that arrived from the people who are probably living further away. And when we do the last withdrawal, which is Pros HaChag before Sukkos. Shlishis, after they did the Truma the third time, they took the funds out of the withdrawal the third time, before Sukkos, Pros HaChag, Lo Haya Mechapeth. You didn't have to cover it over anymore. Because that was the last one. Now, what the question is why that is. Why do you have to cover these with leather covers? What's the purpose? So the answer is, Shema Yishkach V'Yitro Min HaDavar HaTarum. Because we're afraid you may end up taking funds, you may take coins to buy, to purchase the karbanos from coins that had already had been withdrawn, meaning coins that already had, that were in the pushka, and you took out coins. So all of those coins are represented in the few coins that you took out in order to buy the karbanos. So anyone who gave to that that first time around is covered. They're yotze. You don't want to now, the second time around, when new people are bringing coins, you don't want to take from the older coins. Those older coins are taken care of already. Everyone was yotze already. You want to be able to take some of the coins from the new group of people who are living from further away. That's what the Mishnah says. Shema Yishkach V'Yitrum in Adavar HaTorum. So then the Mishnah says, Tara Mes HaRishona. So now I'm going to tell us what a person would do. These three groups were three different groups of people from different parts of the world. So the first, Tara Mes HaRishona, the one that was at Pros HaPesach L'Shem Eretz Yisrael, that was for people in Eretz Yisrael. They would bring their shkolim up until Pros HaPesach. They got them there during Adar without a problem. Tosefta says even that a person is supposed, the Torah is supposed to announce, Harei Zum Eretz Yisrael. This first truma is coming from the shkolim, from people who brought from Eretz Yisrael, Al Kol Yisrael. Then Ushniya, the Mishnah says, the second truma, funds that were removed, withdrawn at Pros HaAtzeres before Shavuos, L'shum Krachem HaMukafin La. That was for the sake of the people who lived next to Eretz Yisrael, like Ammon, Moab, people from the countries of Ammon and Moab, who were able to bring their shkolim before, maybe not before Pesach, but about 15 days before Pesach, but at Pros HaAtzeres, they were able to bring them. And that's what the person would announce. Raise Omayan Moav. I'm now taking out shkolim to buy karbanos from the shkolim of those who donated from the countries of Ammon and Moav. Umikrachim hamukafin la'eretz Yisrael al kol Yisrael, says the Tosefta. And the Hashlish is the third one, which was at Pros HaChag, l'shum bavel u'l'shum madai u'l'shum midinos harachokos. That was for the purpose of these countries, bavel, madai, and the provinces that were further away from Eretz Yisrael. And once again, he would make this particular announcement. Perek, we begin the fourth Perek, Dalet, Mishnah Aleph. Hatruma meha you osin bas. So what would they do with the truma salishka? What would they purchase with it? So here the Mishnah tells us, lokhim baheh ba tamidim. They would buy the karban atamid. Those are the sheep you needed for the last atamid every single day. One in the morning, one in the afternoon. Umusafin, the karban osmusaf that we need on Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, and a moed. Uvinis kehem, and the menachos, and the wine, the flour, and the niskayah, and the wine that was needed that came along with these karbanos, along with the tamid and the musaf. And what else? Ha'omer ushte halechem v'karbanos v'chol karbanos tzibur. And the barley flour offering of the minchas ha'omer brought on the 16th of Nisan, the shte halechem that we bring on Shavuos, and the lechem apanim, which were the 12 chalos that we had every day, every week in the Beis HaMikdash. V'chol karbanos tzibur, though we assume that comes to include the ktores. That's what we would use the Trumas HaLishka for. Now the Mishnah says the following. Shomrei Svichim Bashvius Notlin Scharan Mitrumas HaLishka. So we remind ourselves, we learn this in Masechet Shvius, that produce that grows during the Shemitah year, you're allowed, if it grows from seeds that were, let's say, were planted and were sown before the Shemitah, that you're allowed to have. But if you have crops that grow that from seeds that fell by themselves that were not planted during the previous harvest and they happen to take root, those are called svichim, and you're not allowed to eat the svichim. And but the mystery here is going to address the issue of the need to use the svichim, which are officially hefker, for the purposes of the karbanos tzibur. What does that mean? Well, as opposed to, let's say, menachos, regular menachos in general, the omer and the shtei alechem have to come from the new crop. That's a concept of chadash. So I have a new crop, and I have to bring the two loaves also from the new crop. So how do I do that during the Shemitah year? I have no new crops that were planted. So we had no choice but to use the svichim, the aftergrowth, things that grew on their own. So if there was barley that happened to grow on its own because of the previous harvest, something dropped in the ground, or the wheat for the purposes of the shtei alechem, so we need this to be available. Now, the problem is that we were supposed to leave, everything's supposed to stay hefker. We're supposed to leave everything unprotected so anyone can come and eat. So even the svichim that we have, which are limited as it is, may have been taken by, eaten, or animals where may be eating it. So we're very concerned that we're not going to have enough. So in order to make sure we have enough grain for this purposes, the Beis Din would hire someone, a shomer, to guard, to make sure animals wouldn't come and step on the svichim, or anyone who would be coming in also not to come and take from the svichim. So this way we would have enough for the omer and the shtei halechem. Now, how would these shomim, get paid? So that's when the Mishnah is coming to teach us. Shomrei Svichin Bashvius, people who are there guarding the Svichin, the aftergrowth, during the Shemitah year. So we would have enough, and then we'd get ruined or treaded upon, so we'd have enough for the Omen Neshtei Alechem. Notin Scharam Mitrumas Alishka. They were paid a salary from the Trumas Alishka, from monies that were in the Lishka, in the chamber that were given. And the reason why is that these coins were collected for Karbanos Tzibur. So the answer is, a tzorech karban is kakarban. If it's the need for the reason why these people are guarding is for the purposes of a karban, so we can pay them from the monies that were given for the karbanos. Rabbi Yossi Omer, af harotze misnadev shomer chinam. Person wants to volunteer to do this without a salary. He has every right to do so. But chachamim have a problem with that. Amru lo, af ata omer she'ein anbayin ela mishel tzibur. Did you not admit, they said to Rabbi Yossi, that they have to come from the tzibur? Don't you, the omer and the shtei alechem, have to come from the assets of the tzibur? So shouldn't that be a problem if a person is volunteering to guard the svichim without pay? So there, the Gemara in Bava Metzia and Daf Kuf Yud Ches has three possible explanations for what the machlokas here is between Rabbi Yossi, who says a person can volunteer to guard the Sfichim without pay, and the Chachamim who say, no, he has to be paid, and he's paid from the lishka, from the karbonos, or the shkalim of the tzibur. Why is that so? So one explanation is like this, that according to the Chachamim, a person can make a kinyan on hefker different than making a kinyan from someone who owns something. And when someone owns something and you want to buy it from them, so you have to make a kinyan through the classic kinyanim, hagbah, and meshicha, or mesira if it's a physical object, and if it's a kark, if it's land, so you kone it through a kesef shtar or chazaka. We've mentioned these in the past. But if it's hefker, according to the Chachamim, habata behefker kani. You can, there's an interesting Meshech Chachma that speaks about this regarding Avram. Avram looked at Eretz Sonai Nechure, almost as if Avram somehow can be kona the land through habata alone, merely through watching it. So according to the Chachamim here, if it's hefker, then you can be kona it through habata alone. Therefore, if we have this shomer and he's not paid, so, and he can be kone things through just looking at them, so then the svichim become his. We don't want him to be kone the svichim alone, because if you want to bring karbonos tzibur, they can't come from private property. And this shomer, therefore, cannot make a kinyan. Ah, so what do? We pay him. And by paying him, he can't take he can't now acquire personally something that he's paid to do. He's being paid to watch. So if he's being paid to watch, he can't be kone through watching the object. That's why there's what that's gained. And we have to pay him according to the Chacham. Rabbi Yossi says, no, hefker cannot be acquired through habata. Habata hefker lo kani. And therefore the svichim would remain hefker anyway. And he wouldn't be kone them. So he doesn't need to be salaried. It never becomes his private property anyway. And therefore there's no problem using the svichim for karbonos tzibur for the omer and the shtei alechem. Possibility number two. Everyone agrees that you can be kone hefker through habata. The issue here is whether or not something that was private now and is now being turned. If I have private property and now it's becoming public because I have the svichim, so he is kone the svichim, and now you want to use them as karbonos. Can you do that? Can you now all of a sudden make this transition between something that was yours that you were kone through habata now becomes public and you can use them as part of the tzibur, the omer and the shtei halechem? So the chachamim say, no, I'm nervous. Maybe this shomer, who everyone agrees, according to the second position, is koneh through habata. Maybe he won't have the proper sincerity in giving over the grain to the public, even though he says he will. Maybe not. If that's the case, it remains private. Then it becomes disqualified to be used for karbonos tzibur. So therefore, what do? The svichim that's watched, we need to pay him for that. And by paying him, so this way he's on guard for this, and that solves the problem. If it's something that's through his being paid, so then it has a different status, and that's why the Chachamim are going to be strict. But because, as we said, you can't take personal gain from something that you're being paid to do. Rabbi Yossi says, no, but we're not afraid at all. We assume that anyone who's donating to the Beis HaMikdash is going to do it with a full heart. So you don't have to pay him. He's kone this hefker through habata, yes, everyone agrees. But I don't have to pay him because when he says, I'm giving this to the tzibur, he is going to be sincere. Possibility number three, that everyone agrees that you cannot be kone through habata. Okay, if that's the case, the svichim remain hefker until it's harvested by the messengers that the Beis Din send out, and that happens to be the halacha. So what are the Chacham and Rabbi Yossi arguing about? Then it shouldn't be an issue, one would have thought, to volunteer yourself as a shomer chinam. You're not doing anything. You're not being kone anything. So why do we have to pay you? So the answer is the following. We're afraid about Bale Zeros. People really have arms, are very, very strong, and are going to take the Svichim against the Halacha and against the wishes of the watchman no matter what. They're going to use their power, their strength to do that. So the Chachamim said, aha, if we pay them, we pay a watchman, we pay a shomer, that people will say, oh, he's an official shomer, he's guarding everything, we should stay away. But if we don't pay him, then they may come and take, and Rabbi Yossi is not worried about that happening at all.